Pleased to be joined now by a Hall of Famer and a guy who still looks great, even when he's crushing a tin of beer off his forehead. Hockey Hall of Famer Clark Gillies joins us on Hockey Central. Clark, how are you today? Thanks so much for doing this.
I'm doing great, obviously, after last night. What an atmosphere, what a game. The team just played amazing last night, and they deserve to be moving on.
They do. It's been real impressive. And we're going to park a lot of time here with you talking about these Islanders. But before we do, I do have to ask you, what possesses a man to crush a tin of beer off his head in front of a camera like you did last weekend?
Well, there's a guy that plays for the New York Jets, Dan Feeney. He's been coming to the games, and he's been smashing beer cans off his head. So I was challenged by a friend of mine, and he said, "You got to do that when they put you on camera." I said, "I'm not doing that." I said, "You got to be out of your mind." So I am kind of out of my mind, I guess. Because when third period, the game was tied at one, and somehow we needed a lift. So when they put the camera on me, I got all fired up. And actually, the beer can, I didn't want to get beer all over everybody in our section, so I had drank most of it. Took one last sip and then smashed it on my head, and then I guess I proceeded to smash it on my head about four more times. But apparently it worked, because Barzal scored about 2 minutes later, and we went on to win the game. So I'm being called the difference right now. I don't know.
You got Paul. Yeah, Paul Pierce is the truth. Clark Gillies is the difference. I like it. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. Hey, I saw John Ledecky in the crowd, firing up the crowd and banging a drum and leading the fans in there. I know you've been in close touch with him and the ownership there, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the ownership group and the difference they've made in turning that franchise in such a positive direction.
Oh, yeah, they've done an amazing job. And John Ledecky in particular. Scott Malkin is the majority shareholder, but John Ledecky is really the face of the Islanders, the face of ownership. He is the energizer bunny. He has so much energy. He was sitting right behind me on Saturday night, and I guess it was Saturday night. I forget now. They're all running together. I guess that was Tuesday night. Monday. Yeah, Monday. So he's sitting right behind me, and he goes, "Clarky," he goes, "you're sitting right on the red line." I look, I go, "Yeah, I am, aren't I? Yeah, this is nice seats. Thank you, John." And so we won the game, and he's grabbing me by the shoulder. He says, "Clarky, we got to be back here. We got to be back here on Wednesday night." And I go, "Well, I'm going to try and make it." John says, no, you got to be here." So when I asked him for the tickets, I said, "I'll come on one condition. I get the same seats. You have to sit right behind me." I said, "Okay." So last night, apparently he was behind me. He called me. He says, "Clarky, you're not in the same seat. You got to move." I said, "Okay, John, sorry. I'll move over one seat." So I was on the red line. But he's becoming very superstitious, just like the rest of us. But it's what you got to do to win hockey games, because superstition really plays a big part of it.
So, yeah, so you get to see some of these games.
I still have the same dirty underwear on I had 2 weeks ago. But yeah.
What are you, in college? Go ahead, Stewie.
So you get to watch these games live and direct. So what would you equate their success to? Is it the system? Is it personnel? Is it team buy-in? Is it the crowd? What makes the Islanders so successful in this playoff run?
All of the above. This the fans having to be able to put 12,000 out of 14 in that building is amazing. The team has really been fueled by the fans' support. Last night was an amazing performance by the Islanders. You could just see as the game went on, they were just relentless. And the Bruins, as the game went on, you could just kind of see their shoulders kind of slump a little lower, a little lower. And then I knew we had them when the Boston coach had to break up his big line, because that's a huge move. And he put Pasternak on with Krejci. And I said, "I think we got them now," because they're pulling out all the stops trying to score a goal on this team. But the Islanders played with such intensity last night, and they look like a team that could beat anybody. And, now playing Tampa, they're going to have to play like that for 60 minutes of every game. But they're sure looking good, and Barry Trotz has got everybody – everybody doing their job. Barzal started to heat up a little bit with Everly, and the line of Brock Nelson, Bailey, and Beauvillier they've just been outstanding. So, and you know, not to mention, of course, Varlamov is playing some of the best goaltending I've ever seen, and it's a nice mix right now, and they're very exciting to watch.
With Clark Gillies on Hockey Central, Clark, I do wonder what it's like for you back in that building. I mean, the venue of so many great championships and celebrations and highs. I mean, we talk dynasty when we talk about your Islanders. When you're back at the Coliseum, what are some of the memories that come flooding back? Whether it's, you know, your coach, Al Arbor, whether it's, you know, the bow tie, Bill Torrey, whether it's the Trio Grande line, like what comes to your mind right away when you walk into the Coliseum?
Well, obviously, I think about all the tradition. I mean, you walk in and you see all the banners up there and certainly all the retired jerseys. But the thing that really, after the last two games of being there, I feel sorry for the fans. I mean, I'm absolutely exhausted after the games, and I think back to us doing that for 5 years in a row, going all the way to the end, unfortunately not winning the fifth cup in a row, but as a fan, you're exhausted, and I can't believe they had to do that for 5 years straight.
Poor fans.
I was like, you know, there's two things going to happen. You're going to have to go away for a rest, and you're probably going to have to go to rehab because it's a full blow, full go. I'll tell you that. Holy cow! But it's a tremendous atmosphere, and I just love being in that building. It's crazy.
So, Clark, what's your expectation for the UBS Arena now? I know you know some people involved in the construction. Like, are the fans going to travel? Is it? What do you know about that building, and what are your expectations for how it's going to look in the future for Islanders fans?
They have a real treat to look forward to, Justin. The new UBS Arena is about as state of the art as you're going to get. They took a lot of time, did a lot of research. They've got the best of the best. They've got I think there's 56 mid-level suites that apparently are all sold except for about five or six apparently. Ticket sales are going at a rapid pace. I don't know to what percentage is sold out, but it's going to be 17,000 for hockey, and apparently they've got most of them sold, so it's people are buying into this new arena. It's really not that far, that much further for me. It's about 35 minutes to the Coliseum and about 45 minutes to the UBS Arena, so it's not a big difference for a guy like me, and I think most people, you know, are kind of looking at it the same way. But it is a beautiful building, and I can't wait to see them open up there whenever that is in the fall. It looks like November now instead of October, but I just can't wait to get in there and see the atmosphere. They kind of designed it similar to the bowl. Basically, the Coliseum with 14,000 seats is one big bowl, and the majority of the seats in the new UBS Arena are down low, and they want it to be loud, so they've designed it that way, and it's going to be pretty special.
There's been a lot of talk of Brock Nelson and elevating his game in the playoffs with 22 goals in the 60 playoff games, but that's nothing compared to Mike Bossy and all the goals that he scored. Do you think he's really underrated as a playoff performer, and just how dominant was he when it came to playoffs?
Brock Nelson or Mike Bossy?
Mike Bossy.
Oh, Mike Bossy. Well, Mike Bossy's an absolute legend. He was an amazing guy to watch under pressure. He just fed off on all of that. And you know, he was a tremendous part of our hockey team. There's no question about that with him and Trotz and, you know, me for a short while playing with that line. We had the responsibility to go out there and lead that team every night. And I think we did that pretty well, but Mike Bossy, in my opinion, probably the best goal scorer I've ever seen. There's a lot of good ones out there when you talk about the likes of Ovechkin and stuff, but Mike Bossy in pressure situations and down, especially in the dirty areas near the front of the net, there was nobody better. Can't give him enough accolades, that's for sure.
He was elite, as were most of your teammates on that dynasty squad. Listen, I know golf is near and dear to your heart, and we're keeping you from it. Clark, thanks so much for taking time out today, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we look forward to seeing your Islanders facing off against Tampa in the next round. Thanks so much for this.
Thanks, guys. I'm really looking forward to this next series, and maybe we can do this again before they go into the finals. Wouldn't that be nice?